here we go. Let's hear what they say. An hour ago, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends. We're here. Life after lockup. What a thrill. Ooh, great episode.
Baby. It was great. Loved it.
Excellent.
Epic. And,
I mean, there was a lot happening. Who was your favorite?
Sarah. Sarah stole the show. Sean and Sarah and her.
So was I right? Or was I right?
Yes, you were 100% right. 100%. She's no angel.
Nice and calm.
She's a crazy person.
Okay. I love how he takes her to like an all you build your own pizza place, like a place that would stress anybody out to make a decision. Somebody who's been in jail for 6 years is just like, oh, here you go.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
She's the opposite of was it Lily? God, the name just, the girl who went to the gas station was like loading up. It's not Lily. God, I just lost her name.
Lizzie.
Lizzie.
Like once a quarter.
Yeah, I've been thinking about her a lot. And she's out of jail, or I guess she was in, or whatever, who knows. But I always think of her at the gas station just buying lottery tickets and stuff. Mm-hmm. You could feel Sarah's stress.
Yes, 100%. There's like, Sean is one of the most delusional characters I've ever seen. Just like, the way he is like bringing up like, oh, let's have sex on the side of the road.
Oh,
and
God.
Just like, oh, if she doesn't ask how many kids I have, I'm not, like, he's just
he
the levels
remember.
Of ridiculousness. It's hilarious.
He's such a loser. And he's nowhere. This isn't like he drove there. He flew to see this chick, right? Maybe he drove. Nowhere near his kids.
I think it's like 5 hours away or something.
And if that was my first jail, that was after my post jail break food, I'd be pissed. I hate those pizzas.
Oh, I love that pizza. Like Blaze is delicious.
Is it?
Yeah. Very good. You can build exactly
I don't
what
like
you
that
want
type
in
of
a pizza.
Shit. Yeah. Yeah. I guess I don't know. Maybe I just had a bad experience at one of those places.
Yeah. You know, can turn you off, but I love a Blaze.
I like a wood-fired pizza.
I do too.
But
God,
the poor thing. I just can't get over her hair and how healthy it is.
Looks great. She's
beautiful color.
A special character. So, no kid, 6 years. She hasn't seen her kid. Never
doing
had
drugs while she's pregnant. Probably right.
Probably never had sex with a man sober.
That was a line that they let pass too fast.
I mean, well, look how she pounded that drink. She probably thought maybe she was going to have to get down.
Oh, my God. In the cornfield. I mean, the first time I ever smoked pot was in a cornfield. Good memory. So.
Oh, cornfield. I've never been in a cornfield, I don't think.
Oh, God, you don't want to be. That can get scary. You lose your way.
Nightmare.
People of the corn.
I loved how, like, when she left and she's like, I don't want you to follow me. Like, don't follow me. And then when he got out of the car, when she got out of the car, I was like, don't fucking, you better not fucking follow me. And then he's like, all right, love you. She's like, love you too. And they're like,
she meant business. Who was driving that car?
I don't know.
I die to know. And are they going to follow her? Are we going to find out more?
I think so.
I hope so.
Watch, it's another dude.
I love you. It seemed like that. It didn't seem like it was a hello to a mom.
No, it didn't. I mean, I love her savagery of just like laying down the line. Like, you're not going to know where I live. You're not going to know this. You're not going to know that.
I appreciated,
like,
the honesty too.
Yeah. She kept it 100. I mean,
she was kind of panicking.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
It did feel like after you go on a date with a guy that you met that you didn't really know and you're stuck in a car with him and it gets scary.
I like that she made the line clear and he's like, what? Like, he's so dumb.
I hate his face. I hate everything about him.
There's like a one thing that I think is hilarious about him is there's like an ever strong spirit that like shit's just gonna work out, you know? It's like, even when she's like,
he deserves it.
Fucking follow me. Yeah, exactly. It's like, well, you know, maybe it'll be fine. I'll see you soon. It's like, what?
Jeez. So happy that Destiny ripped his asshole apart.
God.
And he dumped her, or he stopped talking to her. Then he's pissed that she didn't bring up the kid. Well, you were engaged a couple months ago, you asshole.
Right.
And those flashbacks with her throwing the ring at his face just don't get old.
They really don't.
She doesn't have the aggressive. Like, go ahead.
Oh, no. Like, just that when when Sarah was like, after she left, he's like, I don't know, you know, I don't know if I'm going to see her again. Like, she got her phone. She got her fruit. Like, she might just, like, be out. It's like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I hope she is. You deserve it, you loser. Six kids, a father of six kids on this planet, six humans that he's supposed to be helping take care of that he sees once a month and thinks that's sufficient. I can't stand him. He makes me sick. I find this story fascinating, though. I really wonder what's going to happen. Oh, good for her mom to take the baby. Thank God.
Yeah, right. God. But I just keep thinking, like, I left Sterling with my mom, my parents for like, really my mom, but my parents for like 4 days.
Yeah, right.
And she's like, God, I don't know. It's like exhausting. And you just,
I know.
If these older people are really saddled with a kid on both sides, for the person who's in the twilight of their life, that sucks. And then for the kid, like having somebody who can't run around and stuff, you know, it's like, oh God, what a burden you leave with your mother.
I know. They were the sweetest people that Warner went to preschool with. And the girl was going to go, the little girl was going to go to, you know, a home or whatever. So the grandparents stepped up and they were really cool, nice people, but they're exhausted.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I guess you get, it's like muscles training. You get used to just being exhausted at first. I don't know, but you're not supposed to raise kids twice. What's the saying? If you spoil your children, you'll raise your grandchildren. If you,
there you go.
Raise your children, you'll spoil your grandchildren. That's like so stressful. That's why I treat my, treat like shit.
Anything else on those two?
No, I just, I could watch it all day. I loved that car ride where she just couldn't get further away from him in the car.
So good.
At first, when she was in the pizza place, it seemed like she was down for the cornfield.
It did. It did. She brought it up. But, there was a lot of cornfields. She was into it.
All you think about is Sonya Morgan pissing in it.
All right, let's talk John and Christiana. You guys are hilarious. I put up a picture of John and Christiana on Twitter at Escape 2 Pod if you don't follow us, and said, like, who are these two? Wrong answers only. People are so funny.
Jay-Z and Beyonce was my favorite.
Oh my God.
Rebecca and Zied from 90 Day Fiancé. There's a good one too. You're ridiculous. They look like them. They do remind me of them in a weird way.
I loved that they were like she was into it. Like, they were getting the vibe. Like, they were about to fuck. They were so excited to be doing this photo shoot. That turned it right around. Bennifer, that's hilarious. Somebody said.
Oh, thank you for bringing that up. Now we have to talk about it. What did you think of the Bennifer at Venice Film Festival? You had to see it.
It's crazy to see them together again like that.
It seems pathetic to me. It makes me hate them both with a passion, beyond passions. I don't think I can ever watch J-Lo the same again. Her body is phenomenal, though. But he looks crackheadish. She gives crackhead energy.
Uh-huh.
And I need to know the truth of the situation.
I agree. I do as well. It's a fascinating.
They're in love, but is there kiss in love? And I just can't get past it all.
Yeah, me neither.
J-Lo seems so pathetic to me. And I know he should too, but he's just a loser. I root for J-Lo. I root for you. But I don't know. People are like, oh, I'm dying for this. Yeah, it's exhilarating and exciting to see it, but it would be exhilarating to see her with Brad Pitt.
Yes.
Not this loser counting cards at freaking Hard Rock.
Counting cards.
I can't stand Ben Affleck. He seems like such an asshole.
Yeah.
And it doesn't help her image.
No, not at all.
But her body has never looked better. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Psychotic.
The ass has gotten tight and right. It's not like
phenomenal.
She just looks insane.
Yeah. wild.
She looks like she's taking care of her kid, though. He looks like a kid compared to her. She's a woman. He's a piece of shit. I don't know. It just makes me angry.
God. I love how John and Christiana are like gonna get like she's now acting like they're gonna have like the wedding of their dreams. Now I'm gonna get the wedding I really want it.
The royal wedding. Not in the back of the truck. That was romantic.
God, so ridiculous.
I love their love, but yeah, they're so funny.
She seemed happier this episode, so I can take it if she doesn't look like she wants to simultaneously kill him and then be off with this world.
Yeah, yeah, I know. A Daily Mail thing. I should look into this more, but do you know the story of did we already talk about this? I've talked about it with everybody because I'm just so fascinated. The redheaded little fat guy who his son and wife got murdered. And then he went and his car got a flat and he got shot in the head. He's like a bazillion. He's got like a very wealthy guy. I've not in the heard South.
Anything of this.
And he's being sued because he was driving a boat or owned a boat that some girl died on a few years ago. And it's this whole thing, but it really seems like a movie.
I gotta look into this.
It's fascinating. Yeah.
And so, he's dead or alive?
He lived.
Wow. Shot in the head and lived?
He got shot in the head. And so he was changing his tire, I guess. And this is after his wife
unrelated and
son got murdered. Who knows? It's got to be related, right?
Crazy.
Yeah.
I got to look into this. What's his name?
I'll look while we keep talking, but.
Should I look up redheaded fat guy?
Yeah.
Look at me there. All right. Anything else on John and Christiana?
No, I don't know where. Oh, she's worried about Tara wanting to come and how fast.
To the wedding.
So funny. Alex Murdaugh.
Okay.
Maggie Murdaugh and their 22-year-old son, Paul. It's a South Carolina murder case.
Okay.
They're a prominent family. Look into it. It's weird. Yeah.
And Dateline Murdaugh, no time, I'm sure.
I mean, they're bound to get murdered with a name like Murdaugh. It sounds like a Southern name of people with too much money.
God. All right. Let's talk to Deontay.
Oh.
Okay. Loved. All right. My favorite moment by far was when he was driving around in the car. The phone rang and he was like, that's a bill collector. Cousin Nicole. It's like, oh my God.
He's in debt. For sure.
For sure. 100%.
That disability money. And he's going to get in trouble with the government because he's out making money left and right. It sounded like, right? He said I wish we could have gotten to his finances more when we talked to him.
I know. Cause I saw something he posted on his Instagram. Like, hey, if anybody's looking to book me for parties or live events, it's like, what?
I'd be who's kicked booking? Off that, the disability money, bro.
Who's doing that?
And tonight we got Deontay from Life After Lockup. I like Deontay, but
I do too.
I feel sad for him. I mean, not even sad. I want to know why he's booked for Life After Lockup. And what did they ask? How do they figure out if these people are even going to talk to each other anymore? You know,
he has like a unique ability to not know, like he cannot read a room. Most obvious way, like
not at all.
And in our interview with him, it was like the story he told about his ex-girlfriend. Oh, it was God. Like I think we fell asleep, came back, and he was still talking. He's
still talking.
And then when Nicole's mom, it's like he doesn't know what's appropriate or inappropriate. Like it's just like she's sitting there, like why the hell are you talking to me about this?
Like get the fuck off! You're scaring me. It's almost to a point where it gets scary. Like his eyes go dead, and it's like where are you, Deontay? And then
right.
She's dead in the pool. I loved her telling him to kick rocks. Like, you're not going to fuck my daughter. She's right. Great.
Yeah. No, I liked the mom. Even though the mom thinks that Nicole's a piece of shit, she's still going to like stand up to her. Yeah. You know,
well, because at this point, if she's not responding and she's not keeping you dangling,
right,
let it go.
Right. 100%.
You got a beautiful woman that's dying to date you.
Yeah. What are you doing? Look, Crystal loved it. Loved her not letting go of the flowers for like the first 15 minutes of the date.
On the boat.
On the boat.
Those things would be gone. I'd forget them at the park.
Right?
You know? It's a nice gesture, but he's like, I really had to go all out. We're going paddle boating. She was cute. She had a very pretty face. Good energy. Get the fuck away from Cracky Sue. Okay.
God, I just so happened to get COVID 2 times. Listen, we saw the video of you licking ass. We know how you protect.
Oh, we know how you got that. And you have dysentery. I mean, God, gross. Licking Lacey's ass. Lacey, we know where you can get it, honey. That's what I was thinking. We're watching two people that we've seen in that situation on the show. You got to blend these worlds together. That's what I want to see. These two idiots talking for some reason.
You know what they should do is like a marriage boot camp, but Love After Lockup edition.
Yes.
Like bring all the people in, do it right there. Oh my God. Have Lacey and Nicole in the same house. It'd be great.
Imagine a conversation with Deontay and Shane. Yes, I can see that.
That'd be great.
Who do you like better? If you had to be stuck on an island, who would you pick, Nicole or Lacey? You had to pick one.
Lacey.
I would pick Lacey too. Just don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, slightly more tolerable. Slightly. You could get drunk Nicole with her. Nicole would like fade off. Nicole's annoying.
Steal all the weed and go find a hole to live in or something.
She's looking a little cracky skinny to me.
Yes.
Like it may not be COVID. It may be something else.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I thought the same thing. I actually was like, God, I wish my body looked like that. But I did think, wow, she's really small.
Yeah, she looks different quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and she looked very cracky in the bathrobe.
Yeah,
bathrobe tells all.
And in the backyard, like laying out in her sports bra waiting for Tia.
Good old Tia. Some good afternoon fun. I called her the super spreader. She is. I mean, imagine how many people she gave it to.
Oh, she said COVID twice. Tia walks in from 5 hours away. She's just making out with her instantly. It's like, oh my God. Ridiculous.
Twice.
Right.
And I'm surprised that she would even, so the COVID even reacted twice on her. It wasn't even once where, because you know she would have to be super sick to get tested. It's not like she would have like a tiny cough and like, I'm going to be responsible and quarantine.
Ridiculous.
My kids they sneeze one time. I think they're scared to sneeze. Me and Tyler like, why'd you sneeze? How do you feel? Why did you sneeze? And then we're just outside, the windows are open. It's completely like a little, it's just a normal sneeze, you know, but they sneeze like 4 times one day. I'm like, that's it. He's got it, Tyler. It's bound to happen.
Oh God. All right, what else, Sarah?
I like Tia's like beaten ass energy though.
Oh, me too. She comes in like
she's
boss.
Hilarious.
Oh, it's pure comedy.
They do seem like they have a loving, like a very kinetic energy, the two of them.
Like magnetic. They're in a relationship, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She makes sense. Like I agree with her. I agree with the mom and her. Yeah, she doesn't owe anyone sex, but when you're using people like that, they do tend to expect it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tia. I love a Tia. They're always feisty.
What a name. What a woman.
She is. I love her.
All right, let's talk Shane and Lacey. This cracked me up. I really enjoyed them just suffering at the beach.
I loved it, but do you think that it was staged with the friends? Okay, yes. Thank you.
It seemed fake as fuck.
The way that they were acting. Yeah. They're not as good as Dead Eye Lacey.
Yeah. No. I love the dad rolling up. We're going to have snow today or what? To the beach.
With his 12-pack of Bud Light. He's a fox.
Yeah, I love the dad.
Where's her mom passed away? Is that the situation?
Is it? I don't know.
I feel like that is what happened to her. I don't know. Ugh. Shane definitely does look hunkier, though. I must say his body is like, he has been working out. I did notice that he's become more manly looking.
He is in the gym 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
You know?
Sydney.
Love the dad.
There's no Sydney. Like,
how many times has the dad had to say to a guy that Lacey's with?
Yeah.
Like, blank, I'm going to be honest with you. Blah, 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 blah. It's like, it just never stops. He just rolls
don't
up.
Leave
like,
the baby you've had with her.
And then when he's like, you know, I'm going to try to get a job, like working from home. Dad's like, what time
working
frame?
From home.
I love
doing
Shane.
What?
Looking for a remote work career.
He's screwing your daughter on the kitchen table. That's their remote
on
work.
OnlyFans. Seriously.
Yeah, that's what they got. That's seriously where they're probably making decent money. Yeah, he's not unemployed. That's what they're doing. What we saw,
yes.
Right? They're pioneers.
Right. They're entrepreneurs.
Yeah. God. Lacey actually she looks pretty to me. I don't know why. I thought she looked pretty this episode.
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah.
The baby.
Oh my God. The baby laying out. Did you have the baby no shade? Just
can
in
you
the
put
sun?
A freaking umbrella over that little poor God. Baby's skin? I don't care if it's cold out. You're making me nervous.
Seriously. They literally just plop the baby down in one of those cheap ass like swings.
Oh my God. I'm glad you got anxiety from that too.
Have fun here in the full sun.
Oh God. And then the friends, they look like church going nice girls. How did they get intertwined with Lacey? They go to kindergarten with her, or they just never.
They picked her up on the side of the street. Like,
it has to be like a childhood connection. Those are nice girls. They seem like nice girls who are like in accounting.
It's like they didn't seem
Lacey's
like they
looking
knew her.
Asshole.
I feel
you
like you heard how they called her the most sexual person they know.
See, I feel like Lacey. I feel like they've known Lacey your whole life.
Maybe. That or they got picked up at the mall.
Yeah, but where have they been? Yeah. Right. Has Lacey been to prison? No, she hasn't.
No.
Good. Somehow she's weaseled her way out.
Oh,
good. And I feel like when they were in the car that they were missing a kid. There was only three in the car. I felt like she had more. This is only her third kid?
I thought she had three. I don't know.
You know, she probably leaves one. She would.
I don't know how you have three kids driving around. It's like a nightmare. I don't know how
I
you
don't
do
either.
It.
It's a cockfuck.
Do you ever, when you ride alone,
I lose my
do
mind.
You feel like free as hell?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's like embarrassing with those three car seats. I just feel like a wackadoo. I feel like I'm in an alternate universe. And I look back and there's three freaking stupid car seats. And the
and
worst part
like,
of parenting is the car.
Oh, yeah. They yeah. In the car seats till they're like 12 now. It's like, what the fuck? I swear.
Oh,
I remember being a smooth like 5 or 6 in the back seat. No car seat. Just riding around.
Oh, yeah.
Like easily.
We were latchkey kids too. Like, when am I allowed to leave Warner at home? I know it's not anytime soon, but
wait,
like,
what's latchkey?
Where's the, you know, like we got on the bus. My mom went to work. We got on the bus by ourselves, or maybe like she was home. But right. Then then you get off the bus at 2 o'clock and you go and you're in and we were in the house, you know, microwaving food together. I think like 9 years old, you know. 8, 9 years old. When is it legal though? There should be really like set stone laws of when I can run to the grocery store.
Right. I know. God, without having to schlep all of them.
Oh God. Nightmare. Oh, it's crazy. I lose my mind. I've given up.
All right. Anything else on Shane and Lacey?
Just the fact that she gets in the phone. Shane wouldn't have his phone just sitting around. It would be in his pocket.
Of course. No one. Most people especially, got their phone in their hands these days.
Yeah. Especially somebody like Shane.
100%.
But.
All right. Last but not least, Ambers and Pups. Ambers.
Sound like Ambers. You like the sitch. Puppy's gorgeous.
Yeah. But Puppy, she's changing.
She's turned.
Her voice is getting
starting.
She's going down the path. No, she looked bad to me. Like she looked really like, I mean, she looked pretty, but
no,
her voice was weird.
Mean, she was looking
like,
cracky. Okay.
Yeah, she did not look like herself to me.
It's a joke. Amber, go home.
And no one
stop.
Needs this.
Stop it, Amber.
But I did love Puppy being like, because fucking Queen fired me. And Queen flips her off from the car. That was great. We need her. I just want to watch her drive around.
I know.
Case house. That's what
she
I
should
want.
Be the host of the marriage boot camp.
There we go.
Amber might care, but. You know, I don't know.
Amber cares about getting a paycheck from life after lockup is what Amber cares about. Like, I don't think she cares about Pups.
What is this storyline? Why are they even wasting our time with this? I want to watch more of Sarah, like, trying to dodge Sean. I'm sorry.
Same.
But Puppy, poor Puppy. She does seem sad. Amber looks like an alert, sober person.
Yeah. And listen, I have issues with her but I think she's doing a great job of staying on the straight and narrow. I give her a lot of credit for like staying. She's surrounded by ex-felons, but she's surrounding herself with the right ones, I guess.
She should date Dog the Bounty Hunter. She's a bounty hunter.
Yeah.
I've never watched that show, but I'm aware of when Beth, the wife, died.
Yeah.
He's already remarried to another peroxide blonde, not even 2 years after she's in the grave.
That's your nightmare.
I mean, it's just crazy, right?
That is crazy. It is.
Yeah. Oh, here's another question. This might come off rude, but we had one of our near and dear message us, and she did hit a gear with me. Nini's, I guess it was a celebration of life, but was Greg's, were people too smiley at Greg's celebration of life for you in the posting?
Yes.
Is social media just sick?
Well, for me personally, see, you don't want to tell somebody how to grieve. So it's like, you got to tread lightly.
I agree. That's
but I
what
guess
I mean.
The way that I would grieve would be different, but I would want it to still be a celebration, but I would also want some pictures of people looking sad because I'm dead.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand that people are going to, and then I would love to know really what, I guess he was sick. She probably was just taking, I just think it's the social media aspect maybe that comes off callous.
Yes. Agreed.
Social media altogether is coming off callous. Just social media is the downside of the world.
It is.
Except for our posts.
All right, guys.
We love you.
Back before you know it.
Another week. Be back in a day on day minute.
Oh, yeah.